such creatures of habit, and it just takes the least little thing to be out of our routine to get us all in a different frame of mind. So we come in and we see a stage and we see spotlights and things are just a little different. Plus, it's that time of the year when we really want to visit and celebrate and catch up on what's going on. So I'm just kind of using this as a preliminary to call the church to worship. And if everyone, as one of the young people asked me, is it time to sit down now? The answer is yes. Now it's time to stand as we enter into worship. So if you would please stand with us. I'm going to open our service with prayer. And then the worship team will be leading us in songs of praise and songs of the seasons. Will you bow with me? Father, we enter into your presence today with the joy of Advent. We ask that you would allow us to not only enter into the doors of this building, but enter into your presence. And we know, Father, that we can enter into your presence because of Jesus. And we know that because of Jesus, we're also to enter into your presence with thanksgiving in our hearts. So we ask that you erase our ingratitude, that you humble us today, and allow us to thankfully and joyfully be in your presence in the house of the Lord with the people of God to celebrate this third Sunday of Advent and our Savior Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Oh, I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard a tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good father. Father, who you are. who I am, who I am, who I am. You're a good, good Father. Who you are, who you are, who you are. I'm loved by you. Who I am, who I am, who I am. You're a good, good Father. Who you are now, who you are, who you are. And I'm loved by you. Who I am, who I am, who I am.
Thank you, Jesus.
All seven verses, you are. I know you know the first one, but you probably haven't heard the other six.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. In Bethlehem in Jewry this blessed babe was born, and laid within a manger upon this blessed morn. The witch's mother did nothing take in scorn. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. From God our Heavenly Father a blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same. How that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. The shepherds said, oh, an angel, let nothing you affright.
This day is born a
Savior, a paper virgin bright, to free all those who trust in him from Satan's power and might. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. The shepherds at those tidings rejoiced much in mind, and left their flocks a-feeding in tempest, storm, and wind, and went to Bethlehem straightway the blessed babe to find. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. And when they came to Bethlehem, where our dear Savior lay, they found him in a manger, on hay. His mother Mary kneeling down unto the Lord did pray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Now to the Lord sing praises, all you within this place, and with true love and brotherhood each now embrace. This holy tide of Christmas all others do deface. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
this next song's out of our Revelation Bible study, and if you haven't become the Bible study, you won't appreciate it as much as we that have been there.
Salvation belongs to our God, who sits upon the throne, and unto the Lamb he prays in glory, wisdom and thanks, honor and power and strength. Be to our God forever and ever. Be to our God forever and ever. Be to our God forever and ever. Amen. We the redeemed shall be strong in purpose and unity, declaring aloud praise and glory, wisdom and thanks, honor and power and strength. Be to our God forever and ever. Be to our God forever and ever. Be to our God forever and ever. Amen. Be to our God forever and ever. Be to our God forever and ever. Be to our God forever and ever. Amen.
Amen to that beautiful, beautiful song of praise. You may be seated. Well, it is nice to see everyone on this beautiful third Sunday of Advent. And we probably need to just talk a little bit about having to do things just a little differently this morning. So I want to give you a preliminary preparation for communion. Due to our puppet production, our stage is arranged a little differently. So this morning, the servants who will be serving communion will be on either side of the table and will serve you here at the front. And then you can feel free to go to that side of the altar or that side and either to kneel or to stand and to take the Lord's Supper. So that will kind of set the direction for doing that. So you can just come here or there and then go to either side. But before we get into preparation for communion, I want to try to make several announcements this morning. If you have your bulletin, and check all those. And I'll need help because I'm trusting my memory from what's in the bulletin. But first of all, today at 3:30 is the Willows, and we'll be going out there for our regular third Sunday service. And we encourage all of you who can join with us to do that. And so Robbie will be leading us in that. And while I'm talking about the Willows, I want to remind you that Christmas caroling this coming Wednesday night, we'll meet at the Willows, if you'll notice that. And they love singing. Some of us have been involved in going out there for Glee Club on Tuesdays. And so we're going to try to do a similar kind of thing with our Christmas caroling. So I want to encourage all of you instrumental guys, Mike on the piano and Robbie and Rock and Caleb on guitars. They just kind of, I will call it Christmas jamming. We got a whole bunch of Christmas songs and anything else that they may want to sing. And, I mean, they just have a great time. So Robbie can attest to that. And I'd like to do it that way. I'd like for us just to go and have a great time. So we'll meet out there at 6 o'clock and do the caroling. And then everyone who would like to is invited to our house for some fellowship that follows afterward. And I'm just going to remind you again about parking at our place. I'm going to have the barn lot opened up for parking, the graveled area for parking, and just ask you to follow directions in parking so you don't get stuck in the mud. Right, Steve? It was Michael Morris. Okay, so you had to pull him out, right? All right, so Michael, all right. You'd think a truck driver would know better, but anyway, they think they can go anywhere. But just remember that. Now, this evening, the community caroling, which is just a wonderful opportunity, and it started last year. We'll be going to four churches just to stop in, hear a brief Christmas devotion, and sing some of the carols beginning at 6 o'clock at St. Peter's AME Church, which is on the corner of Lexington and College. From there, we will go to the Harrodsburg Methodist Church, then across the street to St. Philip's Episcopal Church, and then up the street and across to Harrodsburg Christian, where we will finish. All of you who would like to join and be a part of that, I would suggest you meet down at St. Peter's AME about 5 minutes till 6. We'll spend about 15 minutes at each of the churches, and then, the weather permitting, walk the blocks, or you can drive. And that's going to be a wonderful opportunity to get together and just worship and fellowship together. So that's tonight at 6 o'clock. So we've got today and tonight and what's happening Wednesday. And then just a reminder, because we never talk about money here very much at all, once a year, probably at the most, or a special need. So we have designated the fifth Sunday, which is December 30th, to give all of our offering to the building project. And the Lord's blessed us where we can afford to do that. And I would encourage you, because I hadn't said anything about this, I talked with Colleen, and I would suggest that you talk with your spouse and that you pray about what amount you feel led to give. And that always works when we don't pressure anybody, because what God ordains, He sustains. He provides for it. If our financial giving depends on my twisting your arm or using manipulation, that's pretty feeble. God's always blessed that. But we'd like for that to be I can kind of envision God going abundantly above all that we're thinking that might come in on that Sunday. Also, Emmeline gave me a wonderful scripture that I'm going to be sharing next week and on the 30th about the real heart of giving. And so we'll see that everything we have that we give to the Lord, He gave to us in the first place. So it's just a wonderful prayer of King David. So these are things I just want us to be thinking about and cognizant of. Of course, today, the children and the young folks and the young at heart will be waiting eagerly for our Christmas presentation entitled Somebody Followed the Wrong Star. And I haven't got to see this yet, and I'm really excited about the puppet production. We appreciate them so very much. Also, I have a card, and see, I would forget, but this is from Karen from the family of Arnold Baker, who passed away over a week ago, and whose funeral service was this past Wednesday, and Arnold was buried with military honors on Wednesday over at Camp Nelson. And just a real nice card, which I will post, where Karen is thanking the church for our prayers and support, and that God did answer her prayers and our prayers in so many ways. So thank you, Karen, for this note of thanks. And also, in regard to prayer, I know we have folks that have gone through health issues. Steve Bird's having surgery tomorrow, I think, on a knee. And Ann has asked us to pray for Steve. And I know others have gone through surgery and facing difficulties, so we're going to pray for those folks.
I want to do a praise report. Last week I asked y'all, and I hate asking for this type of stuff, but we needed to sell Kaylin's trailer really badly. We were eating up with rent and utilities and stuff, and we couldn't, give it away. We needed to get rid of it. We were going to give it away with $1,800 worth of appliances in it. And I asked y'all to pray. Well, that afternoon, we got rid of the trailer. And we're keeping the appliances to sell and pass the money on to his kids. So thank y'all so much.
Thank you. It's always good to hear a praise report on a prayer that has been answered, whatever that need might be. So we have those things that are kind of in the life of the congregation. A few moments we will be sharing communion together. Recognizing birthdays and anniversaries. Tuesday, Miranda Hungett. Thursday, Dave Hack. Friday, Robbie Corley. Saturday, Gavin Sutherland. And that's everybody for this week. So to those folks, happy birthday. And to anybody who's here that we missed. Oh, thank you, Wanda. See, I knew that. Also, it should be in the calendar, in the bulletin. We will be sharing with Harrodsburg Christian Church on Christmas Eve. And I think that is the time listed in the bulletin for that. It's 6 p.m. It's on the calendar, I think, somewhere. So Christmas Eve, we have been asked to join with Harrodsburg Christian Church to celebrate Christmas Eve communion. We've done that for a couple of years in the past, and it's always a really, really good time to do that. So note that as well. Thank you. At their church, yes, on Main Street. Emmeline.
His daughter had a baby girl unexpectedly early, and she's on oxygen, so she needs a little help right now.
All right, we'd been praying for Rebecca and for that pregnancy, which could have come a little early, and apparently it did. So baby is on oxygen. We pray that she's soon off and breathing on her own. So thank you, Emily. I did not know that, so I appreciate that update. Karen. Okay, thank you. Yes, and I may have misread your card, but those prayers for Karen really was this close to probably passing away. I'm just going to be blunt about it. All right, so it was a big answer to prayer that she's able this soon to be with us. So thank everyone for praying, and praise the Lord for bringing her through that, as well as she is doing right now. A construction update. We're waiting on dry weather. we have the footer poured. We bought and paid for the block and the bricks, and we're waiting on the bricklayer, right, Tommy? And we hope that we get a few pretty days, and that would be the next step. Oh, electrical work has started, and so all the inside work to change the service from coming into the side of the building to come into the front has begun, and very soon that is going along well. So some things are happening. One of these days we'll see sides going up and framing, and it'll look more real to all of us. Anything else? Thank you all for helping remind me of these things. Well, before we prepare for communion and lighting of the Advent candle, let's bow before the Lord in prayer. Father, we ask that our hearts and minds be turned toward your throne of grace. We've already heard this morning about specific prayers that were answered, obviously. We have heard about those who are still facing some difficult times and situations. We pray for your hand of healing, your mercy, your grace, your strength, your wisdom, your direction. Father, I pray again that in this season that is recognized because of the birth of Jesus, that we do not lose Jesus in the midst of all of the chaos. It seems to be a constant need in our culture stress, busyness, so many concerns, even good things, Father, getting caught up in so many good activities. May we truly allow Jesus to touch our hearts in a new and fresh way this season. May the reality of all that He is and who He is be ours. And I ask this in His most precious name. Amen. I was planning this morning to incorporate the lighting of the Advent candle with our communion service this morning. Today we light the third Advent candle, the candle of joy. And I'm reminded of that scripture that we're all so familiar with there in Luke, where the shepherds who were in the fields keeping watch over their flocks by night, as the Bible says, were suddenly interrupted by a whole host of heaven's army, the angelic army. And that great army was praising God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Now these lowly shepherds, these lowly shepherds were so frightened, as you and I would be at such a sight. And so they were immediately told these words by the angel: "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." The joy and the Savior. You've probably seen these words on a Christmas card or somewhere, but they're so true. If our greatest need had been information, God would have sent an educator. If our greatest need had have been technology, God would have sent us a scientist. If our greatest need had been money, God would have sent us an economist. But because our greatest need was forgiveness, God sent us a Savior. And that's what the angel said. "I bring you good news of great joy, for there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior." A Savior who is Christ the Lord. So we gather around the Lord's table this morning. We commemorate our need of a Savior and celebrate that God met that need through Jesus Christ. As I get older, I realize that time flies. And from that baby who came innocently, born of the Virgin, in just 33 years, in the prime of his life, he fulfilled his mission to planet Earth. For he who was and is the perfect, sinless Son of God humbled himself and came and was born in that manger. He submitted himself to all that God required of him and became the perfect sacrifice at the age of 33 to give his life on the cross and to shed his blood. He rose again on the third day, giving us assurance of victory. What a wonderful, wonderful Savior we have. There's a humility that's required of us. You know, he was born, some think, in that cave, which was a stable. If you've been to Jerusalem and you go to the church that they believe marks the spot where that stable may have been, it's over a cave. And to this day, visitors, ever since that church has been established and that entrance into that cave exists, I've been there once. When you go and you go down the stairs of that cathedral to enter that cave, you have to kneel to get through the door. How significant. that those who come to Christ must be willing to bend the knee. To bend the knee. This is our Savior, and this is the great joy. So I want to ask George and Rod and Dave to come and help us serve this morning, and ask Joyce to play, to minister to us in music as we share the bread and the wine. And I'm going to ask Rod if he would give a word of thanks for the bread, bless the bread. And George, I'm going to ask if you'd bless the cup as we bow together.
Father, we just appreciate so much your plan of salvation. And Jesus, we appreciate your willingness to be the sacrifice. You gave your all, you gave your body for our body. You gave your body so that we could now, through the gift of new life, become your body here on earth with one another. We thank you for that sacrifice. We thank you for the forgiveness of our sin. We thank you, Lord, that you are the one and the only one that can bring true joy to us. And we just encircle ourselves with that joy now and rejoice in what you've done.
Oh, what a Savior. The shedding of blood. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. And Lord, your life spilled out upon the ground that we all could be redeemed. Thank you, Father, for giving your Son a sacrifice for us. Unworthy as we are, you've made us worthy through the shed blood of the Lamb. Father, for everyone who partakes this morning, may the benefits of heaven be poured out afresh and anew upon their hearts and minds. May the forgiveness of sin be prevalent in their life. And may you remove it all. Lord Jesus, we come to you humbly and thank you for the joy that you gave us that Christmas morning.